I'm just so thankful to the Lord that we're able to get back together again and just continue on the message of what do you know. I would like to try and stick with my notes as best as possible, but you do know how I am. I just go off on a tangent, but I'm going to try my best to stick to the notes because the Lord has been talking to me about a lot of things, and it's all in line with what do you know. And our base scripture is St. John 8:32, which says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So that encompasses a whole lot of stuff, a whole lot of area, because it's the truth that you know. It's not the truth that you hear and let it fly right past you, but it's the truth that you know deep down in your knower, deep down on the inside of you, that will make you free. So we need to know that the truth will, the New International Version says, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So it's all saying the same thing. We need freedom. We need to know the word of God so we can get free from the things that are coming against us. And in the previous lessons, I had mentioned to you that the Lord just kept asking me, what do you know? What do you know? What do you know? And so when he kept asking me that let me know that there's a lot that I still don't know and that he wants to get into my spirit, get me to realize, get the revelation knowledge of things. So I said, okay, Lord, I know you want me to do something. You want me to get somewhere where I'm not right now. So I'm following your lead. Wherever you tell me to go, whatever you lead, I'm going to do that. So I know that God loves us, and because he does love us, he'll make everything come out right. So he wouldn't give me anything that would harm me, would hurt me. He only wants the best for me, only wants the best for you. So I know where he's leading me is going to take me to a higher level in him. And I'm going to take you along with me if you want to come, because there's so much that we really don't know, so much that the Lord wants to reveal to us, to let us get us to the place where we are receiving exactly what he says belongs to us. And it's not like it's going to fall on us like ripe apples off a tree. It doesn't happen automatically. All the promises that God has given to us, and he said they are yes and amen. But the key thing is it has to be received by faith. We have to move forward in faith, believing what the Lord says is ours, and then receiving what he says is ours. So I'm going to ask you again, what do you know? Do you know the word? Do you know about the word? You have to get to the place where you know the word. And I know, you know, as we've been talking, that I believe the word that says by the stripes that Jesus bore, I'm healed. I believe I'm healed already, but I haven't seen the full manifestation like I wanted to. And I was talking to the Lord about that. I said, okay, Lord, what's going on here? To receive the full manifestation of what you said, you can't lie. So if you can't lie, the situation lies within me, which means I need to get more revelation knowledge of the word of God. So I said, okay, Lord, I'm like I said earlier, I'm going to follow your lead. But, you know, some people get discouraged and even leave the church when they pray and ask the Lord for something and they don't get the answer the way they want, you know. And the Lord has been telling me or talking to me about, you know, don't try and tell me how to do my job. I am God Almighty. I know what's best for you. I know how I want to bring a situation to pass. And we as humans, we are always into that mode of telling God, this is how I want you to answer my prayer. But God is not our cosmic bellhop. You know, he knows what's best for us. He can see further down the line than we can see. And, you know, a lot of times when we ask for things, and if he gave it to us at that time, it would ruin us because we're not ready for it. We're not prepared for it. Our spirits are not ready for it. So, you know, he backs off of some things. He don't give us all the things that we want at one time. He knows the best time to give it to us, the best way to give it to us. And our job is not to you know, fall out with the Lord because he hasn't answered your prayer the way you want it to be answered. So like I said, he's not our cosmic bellhop. And you know, when God doesn't answer the way that we want him to, some people even get angry. And I call those people carnal Christians. And we're gonna go more into that in the lesson. They get mad, but carnal Christians aren't bad people. They're just carnal. They just are moved by their five senses. So, you know, they're praying, Lord, I'm healed, I'm lit up. You know, I believe that I'm healed. And then the lump is there, still there. Or you take a step and the pain is still there. Or you get a doctor's report and it's saying, contrary to what you're believing is for you, you get upset. Some people get angry. Some people stop praying. Some people stop giving. They stop showing up, whatever. But that's a carnal Christian. And Pastor taught us earlier about carnality and the meaning of carnal is carnivorous, which means you're meaty, which means meat. And which turns out what he told us, he said, don't be a meathead. So that's what I tell people. Look, don't be a meathead. Don't be upset when things don't work out the way you want it to work out, because God knows best. And he will always turn things around for your good. So carnal Christians, then, like I said, they're not bad. They're just moved by their senses. You know, they feel the lump still there. They feel the pain. They get a bad report. They hear something. That they're moved by their senses and not moved by what God says is ours. So my job is to try to get us to the place where we are not locked into what sense knowledge says, but what the word of God says about us. So yeah, you know, sometimes you give them, you know, we're talking to people all the time and praying for people all the time. And we tell them, look, the word of God says we are already healed. And then they look at you like, right, you know, but I'm still feeling the pain, you know, and that's sense knowledge. Because what I need you to do is to stop being moved by your emotions and being moved by the Spirit of God that says you're already healed. So, and this, hopefully in this lesson, we'll get to how you can move out of the sense knowledge and get back into the Spirit knowledge so you can receive all that God has for you. So John 4:24 in the King James Version said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the Passion Bible says in John 24, for God is a spirit, and he longs to have sincere worshipers who adore him in the realm of the spirit and in truth. So when we're dealing with the Lord, everything that the Lord does for us is in the spirit. He says we're already healed in the spirit. It's already done. We're already blessed. We're already prosperous. We already have all those things in the spirit. Our job is to receive it so that it manifests in the natural. So carnal Christians, they don't deal with God on the spiritual level. They deal with him on a natural level, but God doesn't deal with us on a natural level. We must deal with him in spirit. And when they stay in natural level, they're not getting the results because they're trying to get it done through their own ways, whatever they think it is. But God deals with us in the spirit, and he needs to get us to the place where we receive by faith what he says is already ours. It's already ours. But everything that we receive from the Lord is by faith. It's through faith. And if you're not walking in faith, you're not going to get the results that you want, because God deals with us through faith. So, you know, when you tell them that the word says they're healed, they look at you like you're crazy. And you know, they say, well, I'm not healed. Then they stop saying their confession. He says, well, because I still have the problem. I still see all these things. But the word of God says, by the stripes that Jesus bore, we are already healed. So what is our job? Our job is to get into that word. And I've been saying this for the longest time, but really everything is tied to us through the word of God. All the answers, all the promises to us from the Lord are yes and amen. When you get into the word of God and begin to meditate that word and study that word and get quiet before the Lord in that word and ask him to reveal his word to us, reveal and give you the knowledge of it, then you begin to see changes in your life, because you're moving out of sense knowledge and then you're moving into the spiritual, where you come alive and the word will come alive. It's, yeah, I am healed, you know, and then you stop being moved by what you see and you begin to only speak about what the word of God says so that it will manifest in your life. So the Lord just continued to say, Dora, what do you know? What do you know? What do you know? What do you know? So I said, okay, I know I'm healed. I don't see the full manifestation. I'm in that direction. But he said, what do you know? So what he did, he took me to the book of Ephesians. He said, this, I'll need you to dig a little deeper into my word so that you know what I know that I have for you and that you can receive it. So first thing, Ephesians 1:1-2, and the King James Version says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So here Paul's writing to the church at Ephesus and telling them, look, God's grace is upon you. God has spoken grace over your life. It's from your Father. And he's only not only giving you grace, he's giving you peace. And his peace has been shown toward us. So, you know, a lot of people think that the Lord is mad at them, think that he's got the big, like this is what I used to as a child, he's got this big giant fly spotter, and if you make one step out of the way, he's going to flatten you like a book. But that's not the God that we know. Here is God. He is a God of peace, and he's shown his peace toward us. He's not angry at us. He's not even in a bad mood at us. God wants the best for us, and he wants the best for us all the time. But if we don't believe that, and if we see God as the one that's got the fly swatter, how are you going to go to him as to receive your healing if you think every minute, you know, he's going to knock you down? Those two just don't even compute. So you have to get to the place where, you know, God loves me. The grace of God is upon me. He's poured out his grace for me, and he loves me. He loves you. He wants the best for you all the time. So, Ephesians 1:3 said, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Now, this is what the Word of God says. He didn't say he can bless you. He said he hath blessed you already. He's already done this. And so we don't have to do a certain thing to get God to bless us. We don't have to, you know, do tightrope walking or anything. We don't have to do anything to prove to God to bless us, because he says he's already blessed us. He hath, notice the tense, he hath blessed us. It's already done. So we have to get to the place where we believe that he hath already blessed us, because God sees us, he sees us as having all the blessings that he has given to us, that he has decreed over our life. He sees us as having that. Our job is to receive, to believe, to receive that God has already released that towards. Before the foundation of the earth, the Lord already decreed a blessing over us. He chose us before the foundation of the world, and then chose to bless us. When we accept the Lord as his Savior, that blessing's already been placed upon us. He hath, it's already done. So the people who are controlled by their physical senses, by what they can see, feel, hear, taste, or touch, they are in that carnal mode, and they only believe what they see. You know, the old saying, seeing is believing. No, you go by faith. You don't see it, but you still have to believe it. You have to believe the Word of God, standing on that Word, knowing my Father God loves me and he is going to bring it to pass, because my job is to receive. My job is to know that God loves me, that he has my best interest, your best interest in heart. So he loves us. You know, they say, when I tell them, look, you're already healed, sometimes they just shut down. Like, you can see it in their face. They really don't believe what I'm saying, but it's true. The Word of God is forever settled in heaven. And we have to, I mean, my job is to get you out of sense knowledge, get out of being moved by the things that you can see, being moved by the circumstance. And believe me, I know there are circumstances that come into your life that'll rock your world. And you have to get to the place where you say, wait a minute. And you're just going to have to stand on the Word of God and know my Father God is with me. He's for me. He saw this happening, coming to pass even before I knew anything about it. And he's with me, he's for me, and he's going to make everything turn out all right. But you have to believe that in your heart. Catch yourself, because you're natural. We got, you know, natural feelings, but catch yourself and get back into that Word of God and know God's got it. He's got my back. He's got me covered. He's going to bring me out. No matter what it looks like, no matter what they say, God's got my back. You know, they look at me and I tell them, look, God's got you. He promised to prosper you. It gives him great pleasure to prosper you. You say, yeah, but I'm still broke. You don't believe the Word. That's plain and simple. You don't believe the word, because the Lord said it gives a great pleasure to prosper you. But how do you get from heavenly blessings to earthly blessings? Is believing the word of God by using the faith of God. And the faith will only come alive. Scripture says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But if you don't hear that word, get it in your knowing, get a revelation knowledge of what God has for you, you will not receive it. And it is just as true for you as it is for me. But if you don't believe it, if you don't expect it, if you don't call it in, it's not going to be true for you in your life. But I said, Lord, I want everything that you said is mine. I'm going to believe your word. I'm going to stand on your word. And I'm going to receive everything that you said is mine in the name of Jesus. You want it to be true in your life. You want to receive everything that God says is yours. But if you're not believing it, you're not receiving it, it's not going to come to pass for you. My job is to get you out of that mode and get you into the mode of receiving what God says is yours. People say, well, I'm still broke. I'm still sick. I got a doctor's report said they got to die in a week or two. No. Our job is to believe the word, get in the word, stand in the word, and not be moved. Which, yes, you're human. Yes, it may be tough, but your job is to stand on the word of God. Get into that word. Meditate on that word until that comes alive in you, until you know deep down in your knower, I'm already healed. I don't care what they say. I'm already healed. And you'll see the manifestation coming into your life. You know, they look at their circumstances and they say, well, the word of God is not true, but it is true. No matter what. It is true. God has already commanded a blessing for you, commanded a blessing in your life that is yours. As one song says, yours for the asking. It's yours because God decreed it. It's already, before, like I said, before the foundation of the world, it bears to be repeated. It's yours. It's yours. And the Lord wants you to receive it, but you have to do it by faith. So what do you believe? It doesn't come automatically. It doesn't come to pass unless you have the faith of God. And anything and everything that you're going to receive from the Lord is by faith. And we have to get to the place where we're not moved by our senses. And I heard yesterday, and it blessed my spirit. It says, trust God when you can't trace him. So what do you mean? When it seems like God is nowhere around, when you don't see a trace of God anywhere. Our job, your job is to trust God regardless. Trust God even when you can't trace him, because he's there. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Even till the end of the age, I'm there for you. And that's what the Lord wants for us. So sometimes you're going to have to jolt yourself out of carnality. Just give yourself a jolt and say, whoa, stop it. Take a deep breath. The words that will come out your mouth next is what's going to happen. So back it down. What did the word of God say? What is the Lord speaking to you in your heart right now? I know your mind is maybe jumping and running from side to side when the circumstances hit, but give yourself a jolt. Say, we're coming out of carnality. I'm standing on the word of God. I see the situation. I feel the situation. I hear it. I know it. But I know the word of God more than I know what the situation that's around me. And yes, we all, like I said, we all have situations. I know you believe pastors don't have situations. Yeah, we do. We have situations that come up, not only in our lives, but in lives around the people that are around us, and that we have to intercede on their behalf. And sometimes, yeah, it'll jolt you one. But the word of God is there for us. The word of God is there for them. And we our job is to get them to receive, get them to believe, get them to hold on, stand on the word of God, and let God, come out, fight. And I always tell them, I said, you got to fight like the lion in the tribe of Judah. You come out fighting because you know God's got your back. What do you know? He's for me. God is, he's for me. He's with me. And he's going to bring me out. But you have to know it. You have to know it in your knower what the Lord has for us. So you have to know you're already blessed. You have to know you're already healed. You have to know you're already delivered. You have to know you're already prosperous. We are already, and you have the love of God. You have the peace of God. You have the kindness, gentle. All those things God has already given to us in our born again spirits. Our job is to bring them out. When situations come up, let peace arise. Let peace come up. Let peace settle you. So the peace of God is settling me. Let the kindness of the Lord overshadow you. Let his grace be with you, because the word of God is all we have, but that's all we need. When we stand on that word, believe the word of God, God is for us. So we don't have to, need to pray and say, oh, Lord, be with me. He's already done it. He's already with you. He promised, I'm not going to leave you. So why pray that prayer? Okay, we have to believe and receive what we already have. So many people are dominated by what they see, their experiences, the situations that they're going through. They don't realize they've shut down their faith completely. They're not believing God for anything. They've shut it down because they've locked into the circumstance. They locked into the situation. They've seen it so long that they don't realize they've shut down their faith just by their words, just by their actions or their inactions, not reading the word of God, not standing on the word of God, not getting quiet before the Lord where you can hear a word from the Lord. Sometimes this pastor was teaching us on our Wednesday night Bible study. Sometimes you're just going to have to shut it all down. Shut down the TV, shut down the cell phone, shut down the radio. Anything, whatever is distracting you, pulling you away from the word of God, you need to shut it down. You have to get quiet. The lesson says, be still and know that I am God. That's what the Lord wants for us. He is there for us. He is always there for us. And if he can just get us to the place where we believe his word, stand on his word, we'll come out all right. I'm going to jump to the end of my message because right now I don't have enough time to get through everything. But these things I need you to know. Let me make sure I get it right because the Lord has been dealing with me on so many things that he's been talking to me about, so many things that I want to get the church to realize that is ours, that God says belongs to us, that we can have, but if we don't know how to do it, we're not doing what he says, then we're not going to receive what he's done. But to know that he's already blessed us with every spiritual blessing. He's given us all these things, and we have to say, Lord, I thank you that it's in the half tense. Hath already done, not going to do, he has already done. But we have to get to a place where we understand what he has. Do you know the things that are yours? Ephesians 1:17-18 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That's, I did say Ephesians 1:17-18, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory and the inheritance in the saints. This is a prayer that you should be praying for yourself every day. Lord, praying that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened so that if you're standing for healing, you get on that word. Lord, reveal to me your word to me. Reveal, make it come alive in my spirit so that I know that I know that I know that I have it. It is just not automatic. You're going to have to spend time in the word, spend time soaking in that word, immersing yourself in that word, and getting quiet before the Lord so that you can hear him reveal, give you his spiritual wisdom, give you knowledge about what you're believing God for. When you get quiet and meditate the word on healing over and over and over. He said, you pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. And when your eyes are enlightened and the Lord give you a scripture and it drops in your spirit, stay there. Stay with that scripture until it becomes alive to you. You know, people praying these stupid prayers, oh God, heal me, oh God. No, he's already done it. You pray, Lord, reveal to me your word so that I receive what is mine. Open up my understanding so that I can receive what you said is mine. Ephesians 19:20 says, and what the exceeding greatness of his power toward us, who believe according to working of his mighty power, which he wrought when he raised him from the dead, set him on the right hand in heavenly places. The Lord's already done these things for us, and our job is to receive them. So Romans 8:11, this is the scripture I've been trying to get to all night. It says, the New American Standard Bible says, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. King James Version says, but if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, that he raised Christ from the dead shall also, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit of God. What is this scripture saying? It's saying the Holy Spirit that's within you. And I ask, is the Holy Spirit in you? And they say, yeah. Well, that same spirit that's in you that raised Jesus from the dead is the same spirit that's going to make your body parts, your mortal body, alive to healing. Romans 8 and 11, I want you to take time and meditate that word, because the Lord, when he hit that scripture in my spirit, he said, I need you to know that the spirit of the Lord that's in you is the one that's doing the healing. It's the one that's making alive every body part in your body that's not working properly. It's the spirit that's already in you. You don't have to get a new spirit when you accept the Lord as your Savior. That spirit is within you, and that spirit is the one that's making alive. If it raised Jesus from the dead, it's enough to cure cancer. If it raised Jesus from the dead, it's enough to cure diabetes. If it raised Jesus from the dead, and it did, and it lives within inside of you, well, your job is to expect. Your job is to say, Lord, I thank you that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is dwelling in my body and making alive all the body parts that needs to be healed. I believe your word. I receive your word. I accept it as being true in my life. That's the faith of God rising up in you. When he showed me that scripture, he said, Dora, it's the same spirit. It's in you. Let that spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, that's on the inside of you, quicken your mortal body, make your body alive. All the dead parts in your body that's not working properly, call it life, call it alive, call it, yes, Lord, I thank and I receive, hallelujah, my healing. The body parts that are not working properly, I receive them as being alive in the name of Jesus. Because you said that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in me and making alive my body part. And he who raised Jesus from the dead will make alive your mortal body parts by the spirit that lives within you. It's the same spirit, not a new spirit. It's the same spirit that caused, hallelujah, any body parts that's not functioning properly, let that spirit say, Lord, I believe your spirit is making alive, quickening to me every body part that needs to be healed. You're making it alive in the name of Jesus. Same spirit, not a new spirit, the same spirit, hallelujah, that broke, and I just say broke him out of hell, that delivered him out of hell, passed through all of those demonic forces that tried to keep him from rising from the dead. He snatched the keys of hell, death, and the grave from Satan and came on out. That spirit that bust hell wide open and got Jesus free, same spirit is on the inside of you. And that same spirit is enough to take care and make alive any body part in your body that's not functioning properly. Your job is to be able to receive it. Your job is to expect the word of God and know that the word of God is true. I need you to get into that word, starting with, let me get my scripture. Starting with, we have Romans 8. That's the one that I want you. And Ephesians 1:17 and 18. That one, I will need you to meditate that one over and over and over again so that the Lord will open up your understanding, will give you revelation knowledge of the scriptures. And then say, Lord, I believe your word. Reveal to me my part of receiving what your word says is for me, because you can't lie. So the situation, everything now lies within me to receive what you said belongs to me. Romans 8 and 11 is for me. He gave me that scripture. He said, that's the one I want you to meditate day and night, day and night. Stay in that word until it becomes alive to you. And I tell you, when that scripture came alive to me, I was roaring like the lion in the tribe. I said, the devil is a lie. He is getting off of my body, because the Lord said, the same spirit. I said, Lord, your spirit's in me. Same spirit that brought Jesus back from the dead can bring anything in my body that's not working properly. And I said, Lord, I receive it and I thank you. I thank you. Now when I say by the stripes that Jesus bore, I'm healed. I know it. I know it. I'm already healed. Same spirit. The same spirit. And I've been walking around just saying the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead has raised and quickened and made alive, hallelujah, my body part so that I'm totally healed. You need to get into the word. Get a revelation of the word of God. Stay in Romans 8 and 11. Meditate that word. Stay in Ephesians 1, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Meditate that word. Pray that prayer over yourself so that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened so that you can understand what the Lord says belongs to you and receive it. You have to, as I said earlier, get immersed in that word. Baptized in that word until it becomes reality to you, because your healing is already done in the spirit. You have to draw it in to the natural by the words that are coming out of your mouth, by believing what the word of God said. And then with thanksgiving, say, Lord, I thank you. that I'm already healed. I thank you. So when the pain hits, nope, Lord, I thank you. Your word says I'm already healed. And the same spirit that raised Jesus is in me, making alive every body part that needs an adjustment, need a healing, need a replacement. Your spirit is doing that in my body. I tell you, the Lord is good. What do you know? What do you know? Get into these scriptures, meditate them over and over again. And I tell you, when you see me again, you'll be telling me more of the Lord has revealed to you, what he said. I mean, it'll be like we used to say, let's have a popcorn service, because everybody was saying, look, this is what the Lord revealed to me. This is what the Lord showed me. I need you to do that for yourself. I can't do that for you. I can only direct you, lead you, and guide you and tell you the way to go. But you have to do it for yourself. We have to stop being lazy, carnal Christians, and get into that word for yourself and believe the word of God to know, hallelujah, yes, I am already healed. The spirit of the Lord is in me. Thank you. Moving every day. And for that, I say thank you. And I tell you, the Lord has been working with me, because I've had elevated blood sugar for a long time. And I said, I want my blood sugar level down to 90 or below. And when I got the revelation on this scripture, I said, Lord, I know your word is true. Cannot lie. I know this. And I took my blood sugar level and I sent it out to some of my family members. One level came in, it was 76. Another one came out, it was 80 something. I said, that's right, Lord. Your word is true. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. And I said, thank you, Father. I'm standing on your word until it's those levels constantly, all the time. Why? Because I believe his word and he can't lie. God bless you. We'll be back again talking again. What do you know? Get into that word and find out. What do you know in your spirit? God bless you. We'd like to thank you for joining us in our service on today. And before we leave, we'd like to give you the opportunity to accept Jesus as your Savior. It is as simple as ABC. I accept God and acknowledge the sins in my life. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and I commit my life to you. If you said that simple prayer, we believe that you've been born again. Welcome to the family.